Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on a hamster wheel, working hard but not really getting anywhere. You know that feeling when you wake up Monday morning dreading the week ahead? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to escape that rut? What if I said you could find something that truly lights you up, something that gives your life purpose and meaning? That's what we're diving into today, finding your true passion, the thing that makes your soul sing. Now, finding your passion isn't about chasing some cheesy dream job or becoming an overnight success. It's about connecting with something deeper within yourself, something that makes you feel alive and engaged. Think of it like a compass guiding you towards a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. And trust me, the journey is just as rewarding as the destination. So, how do we get there? Let's break down five key takeaways to help you uncover your true passion. First up, start comparing yourself to others. I know, easier said than done, right? It's so easy to fall into the trap of looking at what everyone else is doing and thinking, that looks amazing. Why can't I have that? But remember, your journey is unique to you. What lights someone else up might not resonate with you at all. Focus on your own path, your own interests, and your own values. Don't let the noise of others distract you from finding what truly matters to you. Second, embrace experimentation. This doesn't mean jumping into a thousand different things at once, although that could be fun. It means trying new things, stepping outside of your comfort zone, and saying yes to opportunities that spark your curiosity. Maybe take a pottery class, learn a new language, or volunteer for a cause you care about. You never know what hidden talents or passions you might uncover along the way. Third, pay attention to your emotions. What makes you feel energized and excited? What activities make time seem to fly by? When are you truly lost in the moment, forgetting everything else around you? These are clues pointing towards your passions. Listen to your heart, it knows what it wants. Fourth, don't be afraid to start small. You don't need to launch a full-blown career change overnight. Start with baby steps, gradually incorporating more of your passion into your life. Maybe dedicate an hour each week to your hobby, or read books on topics that fascinate you. Small actions can lead to big changes over time. Finally, remember that finding your passion is a journey, not a destination. There will be twists and turns along the way, times when you feel lost or uncertain. That's perfectly normal. Be patient with yourself, keep exploring, and never give up on the search for what truly makes your heart sing. Think about it like this. You're trying to find that perfect coffee blend, the one that just hits all the right notes. You might try a few different roasts, maybe add some spices or sweeteners, until you finally stumble upon that magical combination. Finding your passion is similar. It takes time, experimentation, and a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you've always loved writing, but never had the courage to share your work. Or perhaps you're drawn to helping others, but haven't figured out how to turn that passion into action. You might even feel like you've tried everything and still haven't found that thing. Don't get discouraged. Remember, it's about exploring, learning, and growing. Every experience, even the seemingly insignificant ones, can lead you closer to your true calling. So, what are you waiting for? Take a step today towards finding your passion. It might be as simple as signing up for the class you've been eyeing, starting a journal to explore your thoughts and dreams, or simply taking some time each day to reflect on what truly matters to you. Remember, your life is a masterpiece waiting to be created. Don't settle for anything less than a life filled with purpose, passion, and meaning. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep chasing your dreams. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic, so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and real-life strategies to help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.